This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. forces have conducted a fifth strike against Iranian-backed Houthi rebel military sites in Yemen. The action Thursday comes as President Joe Biden acknowledged that the American and British bombardment had yet to stop the militants' attacks on vessels in the Red Sea that have disrupted global shipping. U.S. Central Command said the latest strikes destroyed two Houthi anti-ship missiles that, quote, were aimed into the southern Red Sea and prepared to launch. Biden said the U.S. would continue the strikes, even though so far they haven't stopped the Houthis from continuing to harass commercial and military vessels. The U.S. designates the Houthi rebels as a specially designated global terrorist group. Pakistan launched airstrikes against alleged militant hideouts inside Iran Thursday, killing at least nine people in retaliation for a similar attack days earlier this month by Iran. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
The attacks by both Pakistan and Iran on either side of their border appeared to target Baloch militant groups with similar separatist goals. The countries accuse each other of providing a haven to the groups in their respective territories. Pakistan's foreign ministry spokeswoman, Mumtaz Zahra Baloch, says their airstrikes in Iran targeted militant Pakistani separatists.
This action is a manifestation of Pakistan's unflinching resolve to protect and defend its national security against all threats.
Analysts say this week's tit-for-tat strikes were at least partially prompted by internal political pressures. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Congress has sent President Joe Biden a short-term spending bill that would avert a looming partial government shutdown and fund federal agencies into March. The bill extends current spending levels and buys time for the two chambers to work out their differences over full-year spending bills. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day.